I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So what's in store for us this week, Jonathan?
Yeah, we're going to Inkwell in West Hollywood, which is basically a chopped and channeled version. Not even a version of it is the restaurant Ink, Michael Voltaggio's place, moved a few blocks up and sort of repurposed as a regular restaurant.
Which is really interesting, given his background as really one of the first younger chefs who was presenting modernist cuisine.
And he still does. My favorite dessert there is it's a sort of like Mexican chocolate ganache painted over cookie crumbs and topped with like this rubble of, I guess, liquid nitrogen frozen horchata.
Okay, so how has he managed to do it, to take something that is very fine dining, high end, and sort of repurpose it? Because I think more eaters probably don't want to sit through a lot of that, or they think they don't want to anyway.
The dining room is still like dark, but it's lighter and it's more open and it's more sort of, it feels like a regular restaurant than some sort of secret den that you've managed to go into. I mean, I've heard friends reference the trophy room in a Beverly Hills mansion, and it's not completely wrong. You can go there and you can get a burger, which Ink never would have had. And it's not even a strange burger. I mean, it comes with beef belly, bacon, a whipped cheese that I'm sure exists through some modernist process. One of my waitresses actually sort of was dreaming that she could pipe it into a wading pool. You can go there and you can have an old-fashioned steak and a salad, except, you know, they'll probably be an Amaro infusion with the old-fashioned, and the frisée will be garnished with pig's ear, and the steak is going to come with seaweed mashed potatoes, but it's like sort of a regular meal.
And overall, did you find the experience more pleasurable than when it was a bit more obfuscatory?
It's hard to say. I mean, part of the magic of Ink, I think, was the sort of presence of Voltaggio and his crew, many of them who have been with him since his very earliest days at Bazaar, sort of conjuring things in the back. Here, it's things you can order from a menu, and they come from a kitchen, and they're put in front of you.
More pedestrian?
It's not more pedestrian, but it's almost a different experience, right? So you order like the shrimp, and it comes out, and you can't even see the shrimp because they're covered with this, you know, blizzard of fresh dill. He likes blizzards, and he likes putting things under things. The marinated shrimp are lovely. They come with shrimp chips that are seasoned with Old Bay. The taste is like something you might get in a paper cone in Baltimore Harborside or something.
That sounds incredible.
It's lovely. I like people who are like trying to trick you, to make you think that you're encountering things that you're not. It's a delightful sensation.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan.
So glad to be here, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times, talking about Inkwell in West Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.